This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, November 24. Food that satisfies. Our reading comes from Leviticus chapter 24. Take the finest flour and bake 12 loaves of bread, using 2/10 of an ephah for each loaf. Arrange them in 2 stacks, 6 in each stack, on the table of pure gold before the Lord. By each stack, put some pure incense as a memorial portion to represent the bread and to be a food offering presented to the Lord. This bread is to be set out before the Lord regularly, Sabbath after Sabbath, on behalf of the Israelites, as a lasting covenant. It belongs to Aaron and his sons, who are to eat it in the sanctuary area, because it is a most holy part of their perpetual share of the food offerings presented to the Lord. In the tabernacle, there is a table stacked with 12 loaves of bread, representing all of God's people. The table and the utensils on it are made of pure gold. Since the tabernacle was the place to enjoy fellowship with God, it made sense that there would be a place to sit and eat. But what would God feed his people? In the Chronicles of Narnia, C.S. Lewis uses food to show how we often hunger for things that cannot satisfy. Young Edmund is swayed to follow an evil witch who promises to give him Turkish delight, only to learn that candy cannot really satisfy him. Many of us hunger for food that cannot nourish our souls. We chase after wealth, career success, athletic trophies, and social status, hoping to satisfy the longing in our souls. But these are just stale bites that leave us hungry. The bread in the tabernacle is meant to remind us that, just as God nourished Israel with bread and meat in the wilderness, he will continue to nourish us. The bread God gives us is himself. Jesus had this in mind when he declared, "I am the bread of life." Looking to Jesus in faith is to feed on him, and he nourishes us in ways that no earthly food ever can. In Jesus, we are drawn into fellowship with the God who loves us more than anything, who promises never to leave us, and who removes our sin from us once and for all. That is food that can satisfy. Pray with me. Father, thank you for filling us with the true bread that can satisfy the longing in our souls. Nourish us each day, we pray. In Christ, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.